Shelley Drummond with Irma Petrosian and Yanish Saleh. They are Christian Armenian from Azerbaijan.
Right.
Baku.
Yes.
Okay. And we had talked about the release, and this is for the Immigrants of Bowling Green Oral History Project. And it's August 27th.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about, you had some notes that you wanted to...
No, just to answer your questions.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about Baku. Describe it.
So to start with, that's why I asked, to start with, me and all members of my family were born in Azerbaijan. So Azerbaijan is the southern part of former USSR, and Baku is the capital of Azerbaijan. And Baku is situated on the shore of the Caspian Sea. And it's a very beautiful city. And I especially like the oldest part of the city because of its Asian architecture. So, and I really, really miss that place, though.
So. So, what is it about it that you miss the most?
First of all, I know that there is no way to go back. And so then I left my friends there. And I grew up in Azerbaijan, and I mean, I can say that I knew almost every stone in that city. So, and it doesn't matter where I live now or what's gonna happen later, that city and all the memories I have will be always with me. So that's why I miss it, because it's a place of my childhood.
And you said that you had left there at one point.
What do you mean?
You moved to Russia after the war?
Before, maybe.
We moved to Russia because of the international war in Azerbaijan. And before all this happened, I want to mention that Baku was an international city and people of different nationalities used to live there. And we had no problems until all this started. So. Do you want me to tell what happened and what was the reason? And okay.
If you want.
Yeah. Okay. It was hard the other day, but I can make it today, it seems to me. As I said, in 1985, when Gorbachev came to the power, everything had changed in the former USSR. And it affected Baku as well. So, and the international war started. Actually, before all that started, we got married in 1997, and just in 3 months, we've heard 1997, and we've 1987. I'm sorry, you're right. We've heard in February, the 28th, we've heard about the slaughter in Sumgayit, the Armenian slaughter that was taking place in Sumgayit. Again, it's hard and tears are choking me, but it's really hard to remember all what was going on there, because nobody could believe that that can happen. As I said, people of different nationalities live together, and we did not know who was an Armenian, who was Russian, who was Azerbaijan. So, but unfortunately, it was fact. And so at the beginning, we thought that everything will work out and everything will go back to normal. But unfortunately, the events grew and grew. And finally, there was no way for us to stay there. And we actually were forced to leave the country. And that was the reason that we moved to Russia. When we moved to Russia, it was also hard for us because we just did not know how secure and safety would be in Russia. We also, that's why I decided to buy a house in Armenia in case if something happens in Russia, so we will have shelter, house in Armenia, so we could move there. At the same time, there was no way to live in Armenia because of the war, as two republics were fighting, I mean Azerbaijan and Armenia. The economical situation was really bad in Armenia. I mean, like, they had no electricity, they had no water, and it was really, really hot. So that's why we lived in Russia. We tried to go to Hungary, where my husband's family is. We lived there, we used to live there for a while, we stayed there for a while, and but we could not do anything with our paperwork. We had no legal rights to live in Hungary, and they said that we talked to lawyers, and they said it would take us like a year or two till they can legalize us, and that's why we just came back to Russia. And at that time, when all that happened, when all that happened in Azerbaijan, George Bush was the president of the United States. And he made a public announcement that all Armenians from Azerbaijan who consider themselves refugees, but so they can apply to the American embassy, and that will give us they will give us permission to come to the States legally. So we tried that, but we were not granted a refugee status. We were granted a parole status, and the parole status means that if you don't have anybody in the state, you have to have actually a sponsor to come to the States. And at that time, we did not know anybody in the States who could sponsor us to come here. So, and that was actually one of the reasons. But like in 3-4 years, a friend of mine called me and found me in my phone number in Russia, and she gave me a call from the States, and so she was happy to see me, to find me, to talk to me again. We were trying to find each other, so because we lost our friends, we lost our relatives. We even now, I would like to know where, you know, like my other friends are, but there is no way. I just ask, oh, do you know that person? Do you know where he's at or she's at? So. And she found me, and I was really happy, and she said that she's able to sponsor me. So, and we just decided if we have chance to come to the States, so we'll try this chance. And that's actually what we did, and we are here. We came to the States 4 years ago, four and some months. So it was in June 1994. June the 20th, 1994, and for about 2 months we lived in Providence, Rhode Island, and then, as I said, that we lost each other, so I found my relatives in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and they suggested us to move to Bowling Green, so now we're here.
And they own the Golden Key.
Yes.
Were they from Baku too?
Yes. Yes. But Elsa is my cousin. Her mother and my father are sisters and brothers.
When you first got to Rhode Island, do you remember what was your first impression of the United States?
Oh, my Lord. My first impression of the state. Okay. First of all, and it seems to me everybody who comes to the state has the same impression as I do. Like no public transportation, no people walking in the streets, so many cars, and traffic is heavy. That was my first impression, and as I said, everybody has the same impression. So like mom, she still wants to, I don't understand, I want to take a bus and go to the mall or somewhere. I don't want to wait for you till you come and take me somewhere. So, and actually people just dress a little bit casual, and I mean, it's okay. Not a much difference. Maybe the reason that I don't see such a big difference, and because we really used to live in Hungary for a while, then we traveled a lot. When we were in Russia, we traveled a lot. I was in Poland and Turkey and other places. So that's the reason, you know. I mean, but as I said, we want to see more people in the street. That's what we miss.
I'm the same. I like to walk around and do, what did you think it would be like when you first came? Like, in your own country, like when you first started trying to come, what did you imagine?
Actually, maybe that, I don't want to say that it's really easy for us here. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I'm not supposed to say that, but all the immigrants say that, oh, it's great, it's easy, but I don't think so. It's not easy for us. First of all, we all have language barrier. It doesn't matter how well we speak English. Anyway, we have this barrier. We do not understand the jokes, you know, real well. I mean, it's not our language. Sometimes we're getting tired of talking and thinking at the same time. When we speak our language, we don't think. When you speak different language, anyway, you have to sing, and it's just, you know, like brain work. So, what I thought about the state, I did not think anything. I just thought it's just the same as it was in my country. But now I came across a lot of difficulties, and one of the problems is that you have to work hard here, you know, to pay your bills. So. It doesn't matter you have a business or you work for somebody. Anyway, you have to work hard to pay your bills. So that's what a little bit just, you know, different from our country. You have to work hard there too, but there is a difference. And I mean, it's hard to explain. But we foreigners understand what we mean. You mean, you know.
When you did you come by airplane?
Yes.
And so, and did your sponsor meet you at the airport?
I'm sorry?
Your sponsor, your friend?
Yeah, she met me in at the Kennedy Airport in New York.
And then did you move in with her for a little while?
No. A week before or 2 weeks before we were supposed to come to the States, she called me and explained me that we can stay with her. But at that time they were renting, they were like say five people in their family, and they were renting two-bedroom apartments, so they were not able. As they said that we are, I mean, more than welcome, and if they want to stay with us for a while. But I just said, no, it's better if we can rent an apartment. So we just rented an apartment. Mm-hmm.
And then when you found your cousin, and you moved to Bowling Green, how did you get to Bowling Green?
By bus.
By bus? What was that like?
They just said that it was like 18 hours or maybe like 20 hours drive, you know, drive or whatever, so I just don't know. My Lord.
Did you talk to people on the bus, or?
No, I was quiet, I was scared.
So you saw everything from Rhode Island to here?
Yes.
You actually have to see it? That's
yes.
That's interesting. It's bigger than Europe. This country, right?
Of course.
So, and what were your impressions as you were driving and looking? Because Providence is a city. It's
yes,
a city.
Providence is bigger, more bigger than Bowling Green. So there is no comparison. I'm sorry. But I like Bowling Green. It's a quiet place. It's a good place to raise a child, and it's you have more chances here to. It seems to me to achieve, and people are really nice here, and they care. That's what is most important, and I want to say a few words about my friends here in Bowling Green.
Yes.
From the first day of my coming here. People were willing to help me. I mean, Americans. My first American friend, her name is Amy Riddle. She was the one who actually gave me a good beginning in this country, the job that I have now. She was the manager of the Golden Chain, and she offered me a job. And actually, I was scared to death. I could not imagine myself explaining. Actually, I graduated from the University of Foreign Languages in Azerbaijan, and I have a degree, but my English actually was dead since 1997. And I was, as I said, scared to explain people, how could I explain people about jewelry? It's not like in fast food, what would you like to have, sir, today, and that's all. And they would, you know, so you had, you were supposed to talk to people, you have to talk to people in order to sell it. So, but she said that she has confidence in me. And that's what I hear from almost every American who is my, who are my friends and who are trying to help me. And that really, it's really helpful, because that gives me energy, that really gives me confidence. And I'm not for sure if I really have it or not, but people are telling me that I do have it. And so that helps. I worked for the Golden Chain for a while. I started with the Golden Chain. No, let me tell you. Before I started with the Golden Chain, I used to work at McDonald's. I just even don't want to remember to mention that, because those were the worst years in the States. After I graduated the university in our country, I used to work as a travel agency, as a guide, and then as an office. And I could not even imagine myself to work in the restaurant or somewhere in fast food. It's just not because it's bad, nothing is wrong with it, but you know, people are different, so, and you just do whatever you like to. And when we came to the States, there was nothing to do. I could not find a job. Nobody knew me. And I was telling you about that before. Every day when I was coming from McDonald's at 2 o'clock and was supposed to pick up my daughter at 2:30, for 30 minutes, I was crying. I was crying every day. And when Amy offered me this job, I was excited and at the same time, as I said, scared, so I accepted it. And God bless Amy, I want to say that, because now I'm the manager. When Amy quit, I was offered a manager's position over there. Can you imagine me just being with the Golden Chain for like 7-8 months? I was offered a manager's position. So. But again, my original manager, Katie Brown, she said the same, that she has confidence in me, and I took it. And I don't want to brag, but I really did a good job. And so I'm very friendly with everybody in the corporate office, the Golden Chain corporate office. And the owner, Mr. Donald Stedwick, is willing to help me in my future, and I hope it will happen, but we don't want to talk about it. So when the Golden Chain went out of business about 2 months ago, I definitely know that I was given 100% reference, and I was offered the same position with Piercing Pagoda, and now I manage Piercing Pagoda. And again, Americans help me and they trust me, and I would like to say thank you to everybody, because it's a great nation, and here in Bowling Green, people are really nice and sweet. I also want to mention about my another friend, Cassie Johnson, who used to be my manager at the dip shop. I used to work for the dip shop for like 5-6 months. And then it's a clothing store. And then Cassie Johnson was but she got a job with a different company, with Kids R Us, and now she manages Kids R Us. And she offered me a job there, and I just had a part-time over there, a part-time job with Kids R Us. And Cassie is more than friends, she's like a member of our family. Cassie sponsored my mom, who came to the States a year ago, and I really appreciate her help, and I would never forget that. And so,
do you want me to pause?
No, that's fine. And because at the time, I mean, I could sponsor my mom, but I was not for sure if whatever I have was enough to sponsor her, and just didn't want her paperwork be delayed, postponed, or delayed, whatever. So, and that's why when I was telling Cassie about my problem, she volunteered to help me. And it just took a few months, and my mom came to the States. So,
where was she living
when she came? She lived in Russia.
Okay, so she was in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet Amy and Cassie?
When we came to the States, like, a second, before, I don't know, it was so long ago, I don't remember. When I got a job with McDonald's for a month, I used to work for Steak Express in the mall. And Amy's husband used to work over there. Actually, his cousin owned that place, and they worked together. And Amy was helping them out, like, part-time. And but I could not work. As I said, it was hard for me to work in the mall and see a lot of people and me cooking all their food. So it just, I quit in a month. I could not handle that anymore, and stayed at home for a month. But actually, I forgot to mention that when I quit in a month, I quit Steak Express, actually, I was enrolled to the vocational school. Yeah, I forgot that. And I just stayed there, and that's how I got my job at McDonald's, because we needed extra money at that time. But it was hard for me. Regina went to the first grade, and she could not speak English, and I had problems with her. You know how the child, she was coming home and crying, saying, "Mom, did I feel uncomfortable? Everybody speaks English. I don't understand what they're saying." She did not want to go to school. So, and just like, and I was in school, so I just did not know to study at night, to go to work, or to help Regina. So that was the reason that I dropped vocational school in a semester, and I just thought that I would finish it later. But when I was promoted to a manager's position, I don't know if it's the right decision or not. I just thought, I don't think that I want to continue it. So. And I met Amy at Steak Express, and then I haven't seen Amy for a few months, and she was trying to find me, and she did, and she found me, and that's how she offered me a job. And like, since that time until like present, we're good friends. So Amy used to work for another jewelry store later. Used to work for another jewelry store after she quit Golden Chain. Then she found, and after that, after she quit another jewelry store, now she's employed, she was employed with Cash Tronaut, and now probably somebody else, you know, I don't know, with dealer. So,
so you actually ended up meeting a lot of people at the mall.
Yes, I really enjoy my job in the mall, and I enjoy being in the middle where my kiosk is located. I really like this location. I meet a lot of friends, and I have a lot of steady customers who come and talk to me and buy stuff from me, and I like to talk to them. And it seems to me, I know a lot of people, and as I said, I like to be in the mall, and I enjoy doing my job.
Alright, you said that you chose to come to Bowling Green because it was because your cousins were here. And I imagine, like, how many Christian Armenians were here, or people from Azerbaijan were here at that time, or was it just your cousins and you? Or?
It seems to me, before I came to Bowling Green, I've heard that like about 4 or 5 families moved to different states, and by the time I came to Bowling Green, there were about like 13 or 15 families. I never counted how many, so 13 or 15 families, so I cannot tell exactly how many. And during these 4 years, like four families moved to different states.
Did people get together Yeah.
Very often, you mean? Yes, actually, we go and visit each other, spend night, you know, like evenings together, go to the birthday parties, and so yeah, we see each other. I mean, you can. Okay.
Are there any special holidays that are unique, maybe to you and other people from Azerbaijan?
We all like to celebrate New Year, because actually we do not celebrate Christmas in our country, and that's why we all like New Year. So we celebrate Christmas here as Americans do, because we're getting becoming Americanized. But we like to celebrate New Year. It seems to me it's a special holiday for us. I mean, me, for instance.
So what do you do for New Year?
Actually, just the same as Christmas. But it's not necessarily to buy presents.
Uh-huh.
But it's just the same.
Yeah, like food,
yeah.
Special dinner.
Eat, drink, dance. So
you're showing me pictures. I was looking at pictures of everybody, all the tables and food,
and everybody dancing. Yeah, that was like.
And your mother cooked a meal tonight. So, and what did we have?
The
chicken.
It was stuffed chicken.
Uh-huh.
What else? Shish kebab. What else?
And we had the caviar.
Oh, we had caviar. We had, I can say, stuffed tongue.
Yeah,
I don't know if you
tongue.
Like.
Yeah, it was good.
Really? Sprout. So, and I'm happy that you like them.
Yes,
you know?
I did like them. They were great.
So.
And you had.
Oh,
what were the things, the burritos that.
I forgot. Yannick. Oh, I forgot how Yannick calls them. Okay.
Okay.
No, нет, мама. Okay, she just asked me something.
Oh,
she thought I just needed her.
But you called them burritos.
Yeah.
Was it just for my sake, or you actually called them burritos?
No, we don't call them burritos. We call them. Let me ask them.
Okay, I'll pause.
Said you can call them either chibureki or kutab, whatever. How you like the best.
Now, are those...
We call them burritos. It's easier.
Are they Hungarian? Is that why?
No. It seems to... Actually, Yannick likes kutabe, and sometimes he does it, but actually this is just easy to do, so.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
So, in order to get the food, we talked a little bit about the shouting, and you were saying that you preferred Walmart, right? And that you could get the kinds of foods that you
need. Actually, as I mentioned, I like to shop like at Kroger, Hauchens, but I prefer Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you probably know, our work, it seems to me, open to close every day and never have time. And you know how men, they don't like shopping, especially grocery shopping. So, and that's what I usually do. I do grocery shopping with mom, and it's easier for me, just, you know, just to shop in one place rather than to drive from one store to another, you know, and try to find, like I mentioned, I don't know if we have to say that or not, but I don't like these coupons. As I said, it's wasting time, it's wasting gas, it's just better to buy whatever you need in one place and be done, rather than to drive back and forth. I mean.
And Walmart has the kinds of things that you
need. Yeah, I don't buy clothes at Walmart.
Right.
It's not my style. But I mean, I like to do grocery shopping there, and you can buy soap, shampoo, and all that stuff that you need just in one place. And it seems to me it's a really great store.
Okay. Because the tongue, I mean.
Yeah, I bought the tongue. It wasn't cooked, of course. And I bought that in Walmart.
Мама, а там все записано.
Где записано?
Там.
Микрофон пишет.
This is your mother. Tell what is her name?
My mother's name is Zoya.
Zoya?
Мам, с тобой она говорит.
А я много понимаю.
This mom, she's talking to the ground too. I don't understand what she's saying.
Хотя бы смотри.
Would she like to say a story, like to tell
in
a story?
In what language?
Something in her language. It's good, whichever language. Something for your great-great-grandchildren.
Она говорит, ты что-нибудь хочешь сказать на русском?
А что сказать? Переводи, что сказать?
Что убежали,
а что могу сказать? Как нас чуть не убили там? Это сказать?
Окей. She says, what I can say, how we were forced to leave the Azerbaijan, I don't want to talk about it, so.
Okay.
Now we'll just leave her alone.
Okay.
Let her drink her tea, so.
Как меня убить хотели, как спряталась я.
Mom said that she suffered a lot in Azerbaijan, and she was almost, I mean,
как в аэропорту за нами.
She was robbed in the airport and she suffered a lot. So, I don't want to talk about it. It's just terrible. It's hard. But thanks God she's alive and everything is fine.
Does she like it here?
She does, but she has having the same problem. She wants to see more people in the street and she wants public transportation. She does not want to wait for me or Yanni to come and take her somewhere. She just wants to, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easier for me because I'm busy all day and I don't even have time to relax. Whenever I'm at home, I just need to do something and then just go to bed and in the morning and it just starts all over. And for her, being here all day, you know, just having no chance to go anywhere without me. Of course, it's a little bit boring, but Regina keeps her busy.
And she cooked a lot.
Oh, yes, she does. She likes it.
It was delicious.
It was
very good.
Она говорит, было очень вкусно.
Спасибо. А, ну здоровье.
She says, you're welcome.
Espiva, right?
Спасибо.
Спасибо.
На здоровье.
So, what surprised you the most about Bowling Green? The biggest surprise?
I was a surprise.
You weren't surprised at all? Like the size of the grocery stores?
As I said, I used to live in Hungary and they just had the same. So, actually, all European countries have the same supermarkets. And so, I'm sorry, but I did not see a big difference. So,
okay.
It's just the
no,
same.
That's good. How about working with, like, the Russian club? Do you ever?
Russian club?
The Russian club. Because it's for all Russian speakers, do you get together with other Russian speakers to celebrate certain things? Or?
I've never heard about Russian club.
Okay.
I don't even know that we have one here in Bowling Green.
Somebody guess.
Really?
How do you keep up with events?
What kind of event?
The news. Do you follow the news in Azerbaijan, or do you try to get like papers?
No, I just hear from here and there from our people, you know, if something weird had happened, so, but actually, no. Unfortunately, I don't have time for it.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit about how you had spoken English when you had taken English in 1987, graduated.
Right.
In English, right? Do you have any interesting stories about learning English here when you first moved?
What do you mean? Something that I did not understand?
Yeah, or just people not understanding you, or... You don't have the time.
Yeah, sometimes it happens that you do not understand a word.
Describe your first home. Oh, was this your first home?
Это работа, которую вы пишете, да?
Да.
Наверное, это как его, франчайз?
Не знаю, мама. My first home here in the States.
Yeah.
That's my third one. One was in Providence, Rhode Island. Another one before mom came. When we first moved to the States, like for a month, I stayed with my cousin, and like in a month, we rented an apartment down, one block down on the Rockrick.
Right.
And it was a one-bedroom apartment. Oh, and I loved that place. I don't know why. It was one bedroom, but it was so cozy there, and I just liked it. And I even didn't want to come here. So, but when we found out that mom is coming, everybody was saying, you have to have a bigger place to live. And I just didn't want to leave that place. I really liked it. I just felt like at home. I don't even feel like I'm at home here in this apartment. I don't know why. But I've talked to myself, and that's what we decided. So that's, we're gonna stay here till we move to a house. And it seems to me it will happen next year, definitely. If we stay in the States, if we not go anywhere, so it will happen. And the reason that I say if we stay in the States, because we're thinking, you know, maybe to go to Hungary, but I doubt it's 50-50. But if we definitely decide we're going to stay here, so we're ready for a house.
If you did leave, what would you miss the most about the United States?
If I did leave, oh God. Of course I'll miss it, of course. People, friends all the time. It's a great thing in the world. I mean, I like people, and I like to have a lot of friends. And as I said, that's what I miss in Azerbaijan most of all, that's what I miss in Russia, I miss my friends. So that's what I would miss here. And of course, I'm used to this place, I just feel comfortable here. But all my husband's relatives are in Hungary, and we're just thinking. And actually, with getting American citizenship, you can just live wherever you want to. So. Mm-hmm. In case, if even we decide to leave the state, we will always have chance to come back. So if I feel that I cannot leave there, so I know my home is here. But Regina wanna stay here. She really likes it.
She does?
Yeah, she really likes here, so.
And how old was she when you moved here?
She was born in 1988. We moved in 94. So how old was she? Like, five and a half, it seems to me. Five and a half.
And so that's when she went right into school, and that's why it was.
Yes,
so
she went to school in August 94, and she wasn't even six. Now she is in the fifth grade. You mean like what? You mean Regina's future, or?
Or like games that you played with your family.
Games that I played with my family.
Yeah, or just like what it was like to grow up. Yeah, just like what it was like to grow up. Sometimes it's like games that you played with your brothers and sisters, or just things. Did you live on a? You lived in the city, right?
Yes.
Okay. What did your father do?
My father inherited business from his father, so, and that's what he did all his life. When the war started, of course, there was no way to carry your business with you, so, and it was like, they were doing like gates for the houses, okay. And they were doing like, if you remember, yes, and then they were doing like mattresses, yes. Like metal mattress, you know, this
iron.
For the beds, yeah, so a little bit furniture, and so it just was like a combined business,
like a metal.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he was doing. I don't know how was that in English, golly. So I mean, a lot of things, I mean, and his business was growing really well, and that's what he was doing all his life, since, as I said, he inherited that from his grandfather, and his grandfather opened that business like in Azerbaijan, and then he was then people from Iran wanted him to go to Iran and develop that business over there. So my grandparents moved to Iran, and they lived there for like 2 years, and so they owned that business there, and then they moved back to Azerbaijan. So, and if I'm not mistaken, one of my father, Роза родилась в Иране, не? Yeah, it's one of the children. There were 4 children in the family, my father, Elsa's mother, and then another brother who passed away when he was a teenager, and another sister, their sister, she's in Russia, my aunt. So she was one of them, or was born in Iran. So.
Born in Iran.
And so when the war started, so we came to Russia, and then my father opened another business, like a clothing business. A closing business in Pitygorsk in Russia with Yannick. So,
what was the name of the city?
Pitygorsk.
Okay, we talked about you're Christian, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, is Christmas then just a strictly American holiday?
No.
You didn't celebrate it?
No. Actually, it seems to me. I was told that mom told that like a few years ago, right? They started celebrate Christmas. Christmas стали отмечать в России, не? Christmas. Ну, типа перед Новым годом, Christmas-ские эти, не? Okay, so that means I'm mistaken.
Там только Новый год исправляют,
покупают.
Christmas поздно, не так что? Не знаю. Знали Christmas?
Okay, probably I know that in Hungary, so Yannick's mother, she was all, I mean, Yannick's parents, Yannick's father was in military in Hungary when he met Yannick's mother, and so his sister was born in Hungary, and so like in year two they came back in Azerbaijan, and Yannick was born there in Azerbaijan. And I remember when I met Yannick, his mom was always saying that they were celebrating Christmas, and so she was trying, you know, to do that at home. But I don't remember anybody in our country celebrating Christmas. We knew about that holiday, but we never celebrated. We, as I said, we just celebrate New Year. And it's just the same, a few days different.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Do people from different countries, like, who are the other countries that you socialize with? People, your friends that are from other countries here, that are maybe not from Azerbaijan?
Well, we have families from Ukraine and Belarus, we know each other and we're always happy, glad to see each other. So, but that's all. That's how I communicate with them. Mm-hmm. They're all nice. Mm-hmm. So, I have a friend. I have friends from different countries. I have friends from Pakistan. I have friends from Italy. Mm-hmm. So, and they're really nice people. And I enjoy being with them.
Do you think it makes a difference? Do people from other countries bond together, become friendly here because they're from other countries? Or
yes. Yes. We actually, foreigners are always excited to meet for other foreigners. So.
No matter what country.
Yeah. The other day, me and my friend, who is an Italian, we went to the coffee mill in the mall, and the girl who, was there, who works there, she just, we started talking, and she asked me what country I am from, and I said, oh, my husband is from Kuwait, and I said, oh, really? The girl who works with me at Piercing Pagoda, so her husband is also from Kuwait, and we were so excited, I don't know why, but that's how it happened, so.
How about, do you have anything that that you would like to talk about that we haven't talked about? There are all kinds of things. Any particular stories that you want to tell? Or
actually, it seems to me we mentioned a little bit of everything, so what I would say, first of all, thank you very much for coming, and thank you for interviewing. We really, really appreciate that, and we're pleased. Would like to say great thanks to the American government, who really cares about us, and that we're here, and we're in a secure place, and we're not in danger, and we don't think about what's going to happen tomorrow. So we're safe. That's the most important thing. And also, I want to appreciate everybody's help, and especially my friends, and tell them great, great thank you, because it's really hard. If you come to another country and you find people who understand you, who like you, and who try to help you. So I'm not talking about financial help. Nobody needs that, you know. I mean, we all have brain and hands, you know. Yeah. We can work. I'm telling about people's desire just to give you good advice, to find you a good job, and people who care about you. So, and Americans are like a nation that cares about other people. That's why it's a country of immigrants, probably, you know. And it says a lot that it's country of immigrants, because everybody who comes here feel really, really comfortable, and it's just because of Americans, because of these people who know how to treat other people. So, I mean,
That's good. Do you have any advice for people who live to Bulgaria?
Oh, no, I don't like to give advices.
You don't like to say?
Nobody will follow anyway.
Okay. And we talked to this a little bit. In the future, your grandchildren or your great-great-grandchildren may listen to this tape. And what would you want them to know? What are some of the things that you want them to know?
First of all, I want my children, Regina and my grandchildren to know that we came here for their better future. America is a country of great opportunities, and so you can achieve a lot here if you want, and that's what I want Regina and my grandchildren. Be happy here and secure here. So, and I hope it will happen, because Regina knows that it's not easy for us to live here and get what we have. Every day it's just a struggle for a better future, and they see it, and we're doing that for them. Mama. Okay.
Does she have something?
No.
Do you?
I don't know.
What he wants to say? What do you want to say? How you feel about the States?
Good.
He likes here.
Or what would you want, Regina's children to know about you or your life?
Oh, of course, we'll tell our children what happened in our country and explain them why we are here, because this Regina started at the like a few years ago when she was small. Of course, she did not realize what was going on, but now she asks me why we're here, what was the reason of our coming to the States, and but you see what, honestly, I don't want to explain her the little details why we are here, because we have families from Azerbaijan, Muslim families from Azerbaijan, and I don't want as a child know and that we had religious problems. So it's better if she does not know about it. So, and later, it's better if she know if I mean, she's not in this age, you know, mm-hmm. to know this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I put it on.
But she wants me to tell how we met. When I was in the university, was my first year, and we were invited to their wedding. And at that time, we, I mean, it was my cousin's, right? My cousin's wedding from my mother's side. And the guy whom my cousin was going to marry was his cousin.
Oh,
so okay. That's how we met each other. We were dancing, and but our parents knew each other because his father was in the same business as my father, and okay. And so our parents knew each other, our father. So, and Yannick wanted to dance, and his father said, "Oh, just feel comfortable, just invite her." So he did, and so, and since that day, it was I remember January the 16th, 1992, and since that time, we saw each other every day, and we were dating for 5 years. And when I graduated from the university in June 1987, in three months we got married. So, and we're still together. And still together. So, Yannick, behave. I already said, mom says, tell that you were dating for 5 years. I said, I already did.
How about the day Regina was born? Tell me about Regina's birth. The day.
Oh.
Or that day.
Regina was born on October the 3rd, 1988. And actually, we were expecting a boy. And when Regina was born, I was like, boy? The first thing that what I said, they said, no, girl. I was like, oh, no. And they were like, oh, look at her. Look how beautiful she is. Look at her. I said, don't want to look at her. I was expecting a boy. But now we're happy that we have Regina. Yannick was a little bit upset too. But she's the only one for us in the entire world. So we love her. She's our only child. And of course. So.
Well, I'll just ask if you have any, do you have anything else you want to add?
Nothing. Except to recover everything.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I want to thank you, and thank you for the meal. And
thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
And we'll conclude the interview.